1 week after the lower house of the Argentine Congress approved the bill, the upper house approved a decree that would wipe out the amnesty laws that have protected former military men since democracy returned to Argentina in the 1980s. Senator Cristina Kirchner, the wife of President Néstor Kirchner, urged fellow lawmakers to follow her lead and repeal the acts.
Yo quiero recordarles que la ley de obediencia debida es en sí misma una violación.
I want to remind you all that the due obedience laws are in themselves a violation, Senator Kirchner said minutes before the vote. Up to 30,000 people disappeared during the country's so-called dirty war from 1976 to 1983. Laws put into place in the mid-1980s by then-President Raúl Alfonsín essentially ended the trials of the men accused of murder, rape, and torture during the seven-year dictatorship. In 1990, President Carlos Menem pardoned all the officers, a controversial move that he said was done for national reconciliation. Current President Néstor Kirchner has taken bold steps in recent weeks to bring these military leaders to trial. In July, he scrapped a law that prevented the military men from facing charges abroad. A judge in Spain has requested the extradition of several dozen former leaders to face charges there. Now that both houses of the Argentine Congress have approved the decree, the Supreme Court will address the issue. Human rights activists say that the Supreme Court judges are aligned with the military, and having the amnesty laws completely overturned will prove difficult. If they are overturned, those officers currently facing extradition to Europe will likely stand trial in Argentina. Brian Burns for VOA News, Buenos Aires.